Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer, as we focus on leadership in the Bible. Leadership like those, the good examples we find of Abel and Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And now this morning we come to Joseph, one of the great leaders of God's people before. In Genesis chapter 39, verses 2 and 3, we find that over and over again in the chapter it would say these words, "The Lord was with Joseph." The Lord was with Joseph, it would say a number of times. And it's because Joseph was faithful to God. Joseph was with God, and so the Lord was with him. But what's interesting in verse 3 of Genesis 39, his master saw that the Lord was with him. What a great example for us that he, Joseph, was an example to others, and God blessed him for that. So would you pray with me at this time for biblical leadership like Joseph's? Father in heaven, we thank you for Jesus Christ, for his ability to lead that great example for us and to be the leader that he still is for us today. And Father, we also thank you for the example of Joseph and for his leadership by example found within the book of Genesis. We thank you for Joseph's example in his love for you. We pray that we would have a love for you like Joseph did. We thank you for his willingness to forgive when it came to his brothers for their wickedness that they did against him so many years before, that he was still willing to forgive and forget. We pray that we would have a willingness to forgive and forget even those who do very wicked and terrible things to us, whether on accident or on purpose, that we would be willing to forgive. Father, we thank you for Joseph's example of his integrity, of not falling into the lust of the flesh with Potiphar's wife, but instead running away from it. We're thankful for that. We pray that we would have integrity to run away from the temptations of sin. And Father, we thank you for Joseph's mental fortitude, his trust in you to bring about the ultimate good in his life. No matter what happened and circumstance he found himself in, he still trusted in you. He praised you and he did all that he could to be faithful to you. We're thankful for that example and we pray that we would be good leaders like Joseph, whether we are men or women, that we would promote a focus on obeying your word. Despite our past, despite our present circumstances, and despite even an unknown future, that we would be good leaders and good examples to others in every situation we find ourselves in. Father, we pray that we would promote in others a leadership like Joseph's as well. Point to Joseph and others' examples and point to our own examples, saying, "Follow me," as we follow Joseph, as Joseph follows Jesus. We thank you, Father, for our leaders, and we pray that we can be better leaders in your kingdom and in our own communities. Father, we ask that we would pray more and that we'd pray more for our leadership. It's in Jesus' name and by his authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul. Escaped the test.